I'm convinced people will be able to talk electrically to each other over a wire.
Today, we can even talk without wires.
As the speeding missile came in for a safe landing with the aid of a parachute, grandiose predictions were being made of large-scale future use of missiles for the fast delivery of international mail.
Today, we have instantaneous email at home, at the office, and on the road.
While this was the first official delivery of mail by missile, it also seems to have been the last such delivery on record.
Digital technology continues to transform our lives, and the reality of the internet is rapidly giving way to the idea of the evernet, a state of constant interconnectivity where communications, entertainment, and information will be seamlessly available, anytime and anywhere.
I really look forward to a day where everybody walks around with some sort of a device on them that's really useful, that helps them communicate, that helps them, you know, compute and learn and live and work and play. Now we see that it's within reach, and I believe that's going to happen.
We can access the internet from anywhere through any kind of device, and that's all starting to just now begin to filter into our daily lives.
I think it will change the way we live. It'll change the way we live, the way we work, the way we play, the way we interact as humans.
Inside this two-story house in Northern California, the change is already taking place. This is the home of Jeff and Sandy Schwartz, and their two children, Greg and Lauren. The Schwartzes are an ordinary family in most respects, except in the way they've embraced the use of technology. A visit with the Schwartzes gives us a glimpse of what a digital environment that's always on and always with you is like.
We try and buy technology that we have a specific use for. We don't own all the gadgets in the world, but when we think that we have a use for it, then we bring it in.
The Schwartzes have 7 computers, 4 cell phones, a laptop, several MP3 players, 3 palm tops, 2 web cameras, and nearly a dozen remote controllers for a slew of digital devices. Even Scout, the family dog, has an embedded chip with contact information in case he gets lost. The computers? Well, they're always on and streaming information.
We use a lot of things on the internet. It's always on. The election, I think, when things down in Florida especially were happening and changing by the minute. If I had to get work done, I constantly had one window open with CNN because it updates constantly. If I waited for the paper to come out, it was old news.
ICQ, the instant messaging program, is routinely used by the Schwartzes to communicate with each other, even if the message is only traveling upstairs.
Well, the ICQs are wonderful to communicate to the kids, you know, to remind them to bring their laundry upstairs, to come down for dinner, to unload the dishwasher, whatever.
It's sort of along the lines of a combination, the old-style bulletin boards and refrigerator note little centers and the intercoms or the yelling up and down the stairs. Instead, I can just ICQ very simply, very quickly.
The family's constant connectivity expands beyond their home. They recently added webcams to their computers and at Sandy's parents' home in San Diego.
Is Grandma around?
She's upstairs on the computer doing something. I put her keyboard tray out this morning.
Oh, did you? Great.
Yep.
It's neat because, you know, like Christmas morning, we each opened a different present from my grandparents on the video camera. They could see our expressions as we were opening it, so I think that was really neat.
Constant access and mobility are important parts of the Schwartz's digital world. On business trips out of state, Jeff uses his laptop with a global positioning device to map out his route to appointments. Greg uses a smaller palm device with a collapsible keyboard to download free information and entertainment.
In some of my classes, when I get a little bit bored and I have the newspaper before me in digital format, which is a lot smaller and far easier to read, I can just open it up, start reading, stop if I need to.
The Schwartzes say that in their wired household, communication technology is bringing them closer together.
It doesn't really interfere with the important talking. You know, like, I can still talk to my mom and stuff. We spend time together.
It isn't like we all live in these cubicles and never see each other. We spend a lot of time together, and I consider us a very close family. But not everything in the world needs to be a face-to-face meeting.
The family's consumption of media has changed dramatically. MP3 music files have all but replaced CDs. TiVo, a device they call a VCR on steroids, filters and stores TV programs and allows them to watch television commercial-free. As for news, Sandy prefers to get hers on the internet, while Jeff still likes to get his the old-fashioned way.
I don't like reading newspapers or magazines online. I like a tactile sense of having a newspaper in my hand that I can flip around. And computer screens just, they've still got a ways to go, at least psychologically for me.
The Schwartz's experience hints at how we might all use digital technology in the future. As to what devices and forms of media will succeed, that's anybody's guess. But what is clear is that we'll live in a world where communications, information, and entertainment are likely to be always on and always with us.
The internet is quickly becoming the way we do things. And I don't even think you're going to think anymore about whether you're connected or not. It's always on. It's instantly responsive. It's ubiquitous. It's a utility.
It does tap into something which I can see 5 years from now we will regard as something indispensable.
So it's a very exciting time to be alive, I think, and certainly to be in this industry. And I am looking forward to not talking about the internet anymore one of these days, because that will mean success.